All right, so download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Wow. The president has been busy on Twitter after last week's tax vote and the news that former NSA Director Michael Flynn took a plea deal and today's endorsement of Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. The president is doing his best to dominate the news cycle. He's the Taylor Swift of politics. I mean, I can't go anywhere on social media. Facebook's quoting me tax law. Twitter's telling me to connect the dots on Russia. Snapchat, well, Snapchat's just putting cartoon dog ears in your friend, but still, probably a subtle political jab with the dog nose as well. Listen, Trump came in vowing to shake things up in Washington. Observers may have misunderstood. They thought that meant congressional gridlock, corruption, and government waste. You know, drain the swamp. But what if the real shakeup was decorum, respect, and the expectations of what it means to be presidential? It's pretty obvious when the media points out all the foibles about how Trump acts on social media or in press conferences or with foreign leaders. But what if that's the point? What if the point was to hire a CEO to give tax breaks to corporations and a president to get rid of the pomp and circumstance and elite traditions that have been expected on Capitol Hill? Also, we seem to forget that our president, he really doesn't like regulation. He's been pretty upfront about that. How could he? He's a real estate mogul. Regulations are the pesky rules that get in the way of making more money. So think about it. Financial regulations, consumer protections, the EPA, and of course, the FBI, the ultimate regulator. To Trump, the FBI is the same as the SEC questioning his trading or the home inspector who makes him put sprinklers in his high-rises. Just a body of government that's being unfair to him and his business, administration. So if you think about it in those terms, Trump is a very productive president. But being allowed to pass gas at the dinner table doesn't necessarily make you a great president. And that's been the download's real talk. Yeah? I feel like I got real 10 o'clock news right there. And that's one more thing. A protest against the tax plan just wrapped up on LaSalle Street. Politicians and protesters bemoaned the proposed changes, of course. They blocked loop traffic and messed up rush hour, which I think is now a deduction in the new plan. Yep, $250 for every time your commute was affected by protests. So that's good. In shocking Cook County Board politics news, Todd Stroger won't besmirch the Stroger name by running for board president against Tony Preckwinkle, as he said he was going to. Was he not serious, or did he have too much name recognition? So when petitioners were standing in front of the target saying, "Would you sign a petition for Todd Stroger?" "No, no, get off the premises. You don't belong here." Facebook is going to introduce a new 13 and under messengering app so kids could talk to kids. Ah, looks like the first users popped up. Roll Tide Roy. Yeah. His profile loves signing yearbooks and hates hanging at the mall. That was pretty good. That's like Seth Meyers caliber, don't you think? I kind of nailed that one. I feel like that's one that you'd see on a Jimmy Kimmel. Everyone, oh, they grow and the whole thing. I'm working here. In weather, well, our 60-degree run's about to end. The storms are coming through, and when they're gone, wow, mid-30s. That's what I guess the weather's like on Jupiter, right? 30-degree swings in the matter of a fortnight. In sports, it's not every day that as football fans, we cheer against our own favorite franchise for a former kicker. But that's what all of Chicago did yesterday as we were watching our hapless Bears get beat by Robbie Gould. And we were okay with it. Just because the management at Halas Hall didn't recognize how much we liked having a good kicker on the roster. C'est la vie. Good for Robbie. You literally kicked the crap out of the Bears. Literally. The Bears lost to the 49ers at Soldier Field yesterday, dropping a 2-5 at home this year. John Fox is still employed after another uninspired performance from his team and his coaching staff. Fox had a chance to let the 49ers score and play for the win, but instead felt good about blocking a 24-yard field goal at the end of the game. Felt good about the block. Going to go down as one of the dumbest things said in NFL coaching history. That sounds like a guy who's worried about the traffic on the way home getting out of Soldier Field. You know what? Let's speed this up. He is now the worst coach in the NFL by numbers. Like technically by record, he is the worst coach winning percentage-wise in the whole entire NFL. The Bears defense didn't give up a TD, but also they were not good. I mean, they gave up an exhausting drive at the end of the game to essentially lose it. And this offense took another step in the wrong direction with under 100 yards passing and under 50 yards rushing against one of the worst defenses in football. Tariq Cohen did okay. Nice little TD for the ESPN. Finally got an ESPN. Thanks, Tariq Cohen. Otherwise, we're the game they skip. Never makes it into the ESPN Sunday night where you're watching like, oh, they're going to do one of these cool. Dun, 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 dun. Now third down. Watch this play. Dun, 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 dun. Nope. They skip over the Bears 49ers. The Bears are now 3-9 with a big showdown with the Browns on Christmas Eve to see who truly is the worst team in the league. Oh, that's going to be a good one. The New York Giants lost yesterday, and their coach was fired today. So, dot, dot, dot. Also, the Packers won with Hundley throwing for less than 100 yards, and the Vikings are now the best team in the NFC. So dumb. So dumb. The Northwestern Wildcats football squad will play Kentucky in the Music City Bowl in Nashville on December 29th. Lots of fiddles and hot chicken with your Cats football this holiday season. Notre Dame gets a rematch with LSU in the New Year's Day Citrus Bowl. And NIU plays Duke in the Quick Lane Bowl day after Christmas. Quick Lane Bowl. That sounds like when you put the bumpers up when you bowl. Quick Lane. Baseball news, the Sox signed former Cub catcher Wellington Castillo to kick off free agency. Love that move. Was good in Baltimore with 20 homers last year. Total upgrade. A for the White Sox. Yay! Nothing for the Cubs yet, although they're one of the finalists for Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese pitching phenom, who's also a hitting phenom. Wow, 23 years old. It's going to cost a ton of money, but the Cubs, still in it. And in NBA news, Derrick Rose reported back to the Cavs. He's not quitting just yet. So there you go. Bulls, Cavs, right now at the United Center. And finally tonight, a Chicago Tribune reporter got carjacked outside the Dunkin' Donuts at 31st and Halsted in Bridgeport. It wasn't violent, but still, it was a loaner car. Wait, the Malibus? The Malibus in the lot behind us here that we see every night? I've been in one of those. That car can't be worth the crime, right? If that's the case, I'm taking my 2005 Honda CR-V down to Bridgeport tonight. I got a taste for a caramel, Oreo, orange juice, mocha latte. I'll just keep it running in the parking lot while I hop inside. Have at it. Have at it. Anybody? No? Nobody? That's the carryout for December 4th, 2017. Tomorrow's going to get cold again, so make sure to come by tonight and help us get rid of all this sherbet. A terrible idea. All this sherbet. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Veronis, Touche. And then Adam Hoge's going to join us, and we'll break down the Bears' loss to the San Francisco 49ers. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.